We have extremely local news for you from Jen Sabella at Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen. Let's talk first about what's happening in the back of the yards and a topic on everybody's mind these days, stopping the violence.
Good morning, Bob. This group of activists in back of the yards, they came up with this plan back in 2016 after a shooting to take over the areas where there was clearly gun violence happening. So most recently, a 14-year-old girl was tragically killed in the 4800 block of South Polina Street in back of the yards. And this group, they're called Increase the Peace. They're going to take over that corner on Friday from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m., so like an overnight camp out. And they're bringing food, resources, vaccinations, job training, like basically just setting up with laptops and tables. And there's also going to be an art competition where the winner can win $300. And the plan is, you know, let's get people out here and taking up this space so the people who were going to be out here shooting or starting drama are scared off and they won't be having that conflict on that corner. So this Increase of Peace has been doing this for a few years now, and they do it all over the city, but it did start in back of the yard following the death of a 16-year-old girl. And it's obviously incredibly tragic that these things happen, but the people in the neighborhoods really are showing up to try to fight it and do something different to combat the violence by giving young people an alternative to just hanging out on the street.
Got to try everything. Also on the south side, and this is a good story about it's a restaurant, right, on Oakwood?
Yes. So this is Little Sandwich House, and it's a new restaurant and cafe, like lunch spot, in Bronzeville. And the owner lived in Bronzeville for a while and was like, I just want like a place where I can get a coffee and some good lunch and just, you know, just hang out, casual, but nice food. So DeCarlo Pittman, he finally opened the shop, and he actually scored with a really kind of famous hire behind the barista counter. Willow James is a TikTok personality who has more than 25,000 followers on TikTok for the lattes and the espressos and all the amazing drinks he makes. And if you follow his TikTok, you just can't stop watching it. Mm-hmm. He's making all these really interesting, delicious looking espresso drinks and coffee drinks. And people might be going in there just to visit the barista, but they also have sandwiches that they say like taste like what your mom used to make and just high quality food. Open 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Just a nice place in the neighborhood to kind of hang out and get lunch.
And finally, on the north side, North Halsted, that strip formerly known as Boys Town is known by everyone around here. But very few people know about this bar on the south side in South Shore. Tell us about this.
Yes, the Jeffrey Pub is really unique in that it has been around since the 1960s, and it's a black-owned gay bar. It's down at 70th and Jeffrey, and it made it through the pandemic, and it made it through this period of time where gay bars across the country, specifically black-owned and brown-owned gay bars, are vanishing. They have gone down significantly, 60% between 2007 and 2019. That's because of the rise of social media apps and LGBTQ people kind of just meeting elsewhere and being more accepted in the mainstream, so they can go hang out at any bar and don't need necessarily a gay bar. But as the owner of the Jeffrey Pub told us, you know, it's really important to have a safe space in black LGBTQ communities on the south side, because otherwise you're driving all the way up to the north side to kind of find community. And it's different. It's different going all the way out of your neighborhood. So it's a really unique spot. I'm so happy they made it through the coronavirus pandemic. And it's really a testament to how loyal their patrons are, because like I said, these bars are vanishing all over the country. There's actually fewer than 1,000 in the entire United States.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.